This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Make America Healthy Again Commission reports, so we have the story.
Memorial Day weekend begins. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Watching the weather into the Memorial Day weekend. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A man is dead following a crash in South Wichita Thursday afternoon at Harry in Wichita. The accident involved a car and a motorcycle. 27-year-old man died. His name has not been released.
More than a half million Kansans expected to travel this weekend, and that's 3% more than last year. AAA predicting that 86% of those folks will drive. Last year, AAA worked 1,600 calls for assistance in Kansas during the Memorial Day weekend.
President Trump has received his first update from his Make America Healthy Again Commission.
An initial report from the MAHA Commission finds teenage depression rates doubled between 2009 and 2019. Childhood cancer spiked 40% since 1975, and one in five children is now considered obese. President Trump told the panel his administration will develop strategies to combat chronic illness in children.
I want this group to do what they have to do. We have to spell it out. In some cases, it won't be nice or won't be pretty, but we have to do it.
The commission is led by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been accused by some medical professionals of misrepresenting data and undermining research. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Memorial Day weekend may be damp, but not likely to be a complete washout.
Isolated severe storms are possible Friday and Saturday across Kansas. Forecasters say that while most of the storms Friday through the weekend will not be as strong as those this past weekend, a few might turn severe, with large hail, high winds, and maybe even a stray tornado. The main impact on Friday will likely be across the eastern portion of the state, with isolated rain showers through western Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Despite recent rainfall, Cheney Reservoir remains about 8 feet below normal. The latest drought monitor shows moderate drought conditions. Most boat ramps at the lake remain dry, while the lake itself is only about 2 feet deep. And that's something boating club member Edwin Knox says is too shallow for most boats.
When you can't sail, you go canoeing.
Owners of the marina remain optimistic about the summer season, but caution, there is a chance they may be forced to shut down completely due to the drought conditions.
Driving for a Memorial Day weekend getaway? What kind of gasoline prices might we expect?
AAA says about 39.5 million people will be traveling by car this weekend, which runs from Thursday to Sunday. Usually gas prices go way up this time of year because of increased demand for travel and refineries switching over to more expensive summer gas blends. But this year, gas prices are less volatile since OPEC and other oil-producing countries have bolstered production of crude. More crude means lower gas prices. AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas right now is about $3.20. Last year, it was roughly 40 cents higher. Jill Nato, Fox News.
AAA says the average gasoline price in Kansas right now is $2.89 a gallon, but it's about a dime more than that in Wichita.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas baseball team continues to roll right along. We'll hear from Coach Fitzgerald coming up in sports.
Historic Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita closed for renovation. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The historic Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita is closed for renovation. Executive Director Stacy Olden tells KNSS News the theater opened in 1922.
We are scheduled to be shut down for about a year, with construction, give or take. So at this point, we're looking to reopen it sometime, probably mid to late summer next year.
What's the price tag going to be?
$10 million is where we're at for, and what we're looking at is just doing a full interior restoration. That's our goal.
Olden says fundraisers have brought in $9.1 million. Stacy Olden is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A 24-year-old Venezuelan in the United States illegally has been arrested for pretending to be a high school student in Ohio. Fox's Christina Coleman with more.
ICE lodged a detainer on Anthony Emmanuel Labrador Sierra to ensure he is removed from the community. Federal authorities say he's a grown man who posed as a student at Perrysburg High School in Ohio. Authorities said the 24-year-old illegal alien pretended to be 16 years old and even competed on the school's swim and soccer teams. DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs said, quote, "It is disturbing that a grown man would impersonate a teenager and infiltrate the lives of underage girls and boys to fool them into doing God knows what."
The suspect is charged with felony forgery, allegedly obtaining a driver's license, a social security number, and temporary protective status.
Penn State University trustees vote to close 7 branch campuses.
Declining enrollment, that's the reason for the decision to close 7 of 19 branch campuses. It came on a 25-8 vote. Combined, the 7 campuses enroll only 3,000 students. That's less than 4% of the total Penn State student population. Students enrolled at the closing campuses will be given the opportunity to complete their degrees at Penn State. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Thousands of chicks that survived 3 days abandoned in a postal truck have been adopted.
Baby chicks, turkeys, and quails have been overwhelming the First State Animal Center in Delaware for about 2 weeks. They were part of a 12,000 bird shipment that was unattended in a truck at a mail distribution center. Many died after being trapped without food or water, but about 5,000 survived. The hatchery that sent them couldn't take them back due to biosecurity concerns. And the shelter has a no-kill policy, so they couldn't allow anyone to adopt the birds who might use them for meat. So the community stepped up, adopting all the birds. Some people took them hoping they'll lay eggs. Others took them in as pets. Joel Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic volumes, they've been picking up this morning, but they are still lighter than they would be normally, and they're already starting to thin out just a little bit, so things starting to look a little bit better. Just continue to watch out. We do have a traffic accident southbound I-135. It's at 2nd Street. However, the lane that was closed there is now reopened again, so we've got all lanes of traffic going again. We also have a stalled out vehicle northbound I-135 right around 29th Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to last through the day. One or two of those storms could be strong to severe, so we'll also need to make sure that we're being weather aware. Slightly cooler, high of 71 degrees with a breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies, too. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 8 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check in with Jamel Holoperic and visit Wichita.com.
Hey, it's Friday. We made it to Friday. Don't you love it? We have a lot going on, too. So first off, boats and bikes happening today, and then it'll continue through the summer. But today is actually the kickoff of the 2025 season. It'll be over there at the west bank of the Arkansas River. It's going on till 10 p.m. tonight, but there will be discounts on kayaks and pedal boats. So get over there and you can rent some of those. There'll be games and raffle prizes. And what's so pretty, you know, at night, if you're kayaking on the river, or you're over there in that area, will be the fire pots at the Keeper of the Plains, and that'll be at 9 p.m. tonight. So get over there and check it out. It's the kickoff for boats and bikes over there on the west side of the Arkansas River. And then we have Barbie, You Can Be Anything. This is at Exploration Place, and it is a new exhibit starting this weekend. And there will be life-size interactive doll boxes that you can take some great selfies in. You can explore a variety of future occupations. Because as we know, right, Barbie, all women can do anything. So there's a Barbie beekeeper, chef, doctor, so much fun to take the kiddos, the whole family. That's over at Exploration Place. Barbie, You Can Be Anything. And then we have Wichita Asian Night Market. This is Saturday, 5 to 11 p.m. at Equity Bank Park, inspired by those late night markets of Asia. I mean, they'll have authentic Asian food, drinks, crafts, fireworks, you name it. A lot of fun over at Equity Bank Park. And if you haven't been out there to Equity Bank Park recently, I was there for a game the other day. It is absolutely incredible. What a great venue. I mean, we need to be proud of that as Wichitans, because that is just really incredible. So that's the Wichita Asian Night Market, Saturday, 5 to 11. But a lot happening in Wichita, as always. And hope you have a fantastic Friday. See ya.
Thanks, Jamel, and visit Wichita.com. 8:14, Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And Congress has been busy this week with a big, beautiful spending bill. But Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz tells us there are other things that are going on besides that being in the spotlight. What have they been doing this week, Brian?
They're investigating President Biden again. You got the House Republicans who are pushing for an investigation that would bring in potentially President Biden's physician, as well as some other members of the White House. Essentially, it's their effort to see if there was any type of cover-up about President Biden's cognitive decline and see if there was anybody else running the White House that wasn't President Biden.
Okay. That's one thing going on. Are there other investigations underway as well?
Well, they're also going to try to fund the government. You know, they've got the actual budget process for when, end of October or beginning of October, that's when we have a government shutdown. So now they're bringing all the cabinet heads to different hearings throughout the Congress. You've got Marco Rubio, who was here this week. You had RFK Jr. has been to a couple hearings, and obviously you've seen them get off the rails several different times. So this is the Trump administration has proposed their budget. Let's see if Congress wants to fund it.
All right. So everything goes is if the budget's part of it, that's part of the big bill. Is that right?
No, it's not. No,
it's
no,
different.
Two completely separate.
Oh,
things.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a big, beautiful bill, and there's an actual budget process. It's very confusing, but yeah, they're two, because the one big, beautiful bill is not going to prevent a government shutdown. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
You know, this one is pretty much the actual, like, you know, all of the president's spending priorities put into one, you know, for how he wants to run the federal government, and then Congress will either, you know, accept it or they'll make changes.
All right. All right, Ryan, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz talking about what's going on in government beyond the big, beautiful bill. Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Friday, May 23rd. And Governor Laura Kelly, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Thursday directed flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half staff from sunup until noon on Monday, May 26th, in recognition of Memorial Day. 8:17.
And Sunday night marks the 70th anniversary of the deadliest tornado in Kansas history. Udall.
1955.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I was just a kid. I don't remember. I was a little kid. I don't remember that. My wife was talking about that the other night. Shelley's dad and I guess her grandfather at the time. They were living here in Wichita. I guess both of them went down there to help. In those days, you just you didn't have to have organizations. You just went when your neighbor was in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I think Gene actually took some – he had a little Bell & Howell camera. I think he actually took some film. It's in my basement someplace. It's pretty grainy, but you can see the damage. It was devastating.
Yeah.
The Udall tornado.
Complete direct hit on Udall.
Wow.
After 10 o'clock at night.
8:18. And
no warning.
No warning. Yeah. 8:18, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it is time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
College baseball, the Big 12 Conference Tournament down in Arlington, Texas. This is a single elimination tournament, so you got to win to move on. Last night in the quarterfinals, 21st-ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma State. Jayhawks were down 6-2 at the seventh inning stretch. Game's not over. Jayhawks rallied, and they scored a run in the bottom of the ninth and won it 7-6 to advance. Here's KU head coach Dan Fitzgerald.
That's a really good team, and I'm incredibly proud of the way that our guys competed and continue to just believe, and a special night.
Yep, Jayhawks keep winning. 43-14 now on the season. 9 straight wins away from Lawrence. They keep doing it no matter what their locale is. Now on to the semifinals. It's 21st-ranked Kansas taking on 24th-ranked TCU. At 7:30 tonight in the regular season, KU lost all 3 games in Fort Worth against the Horned Frogs. Now they match up here in the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament in Arlington at 7:30 tonight. College men's tennis. The NCAA tournament, we're down to the Final Four in Orlando, and Washburn is still alive. The Ichabods take on Texas Tyler. In fact, that match started about 20 minutes ago down in Florida. Both these schools are into the Final Four for the first time ever in college men's tennis. The Ichabods have won 12 in a row, 22-3, and competing in the Final Four of college men's tennis this morning down in Florida. Good luck to the Washburn Ichabods. High school girls soccer. We are into the quarterfinals, and those matches will be played on Memorial Day on Monday in Class 6A. Mays is hosting Lawrence Free State. The winner will go to the Final Four. And what a matchup, what a couple of matchups we have in Class 5A. We've got Bishop Carroll, undefeated, 18-0, hosting Mays South at 6 o'clock on Monday night. On the other side of the bracket, you've got Goddard Eisenhower, also undefeated, 18-0, hosting Cape and Mount Carmel on Monday evening. So a couple of our girls' soccer teams here in 5A are undefeated, trying to move on into the Final Four. Those matches will be on Monday evening. Our Major League Baseball neighbor over to the west, Colorado Rockies. Ooh, they are not good.
The Colorado Rockies are off to a brutal start. The Phillies defeated the Rockies 2-0 on Thursday to sweep the 4-game series, dropping Colorado to 8-42. It's the worst 50-game start in Major League Baseball's modern era, and the Rockies are on pace to lose 136 games this season. That would pass the 1899 Cleveland Spiders for the most losses by an MLB team, just 1 year after the White Sox set the modern era record, losing 121 times. Colorado has now been shut out 8 times this season, and they have committed 45 errors through 50 games, the most by a team since the 2019 Seattle Mariners. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Wow. Oh, the wow. Colorado Rockies.
Woeful.
Oh, man.
Woeful.
Well, let's go to a better team than that, the Kansas City Royals.
Yes.
In fact, they are tied for second place in the division with the team they're playing this weekend, the Minnesota Twins. The Royals are in Minnesota for this weekend, 7 o'clock tonight, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And then Monday on Memorial Day, the Royals are back home at Kauffman Stadium, 3 o'clock, hosting the Cincinnati Reds in interleague play. The Royals have won 3 of their last 4 games. You can listen to all the Royals games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And a happy birthday today to a good guy on defense for the Kansas City Chiefs. Long ago, James Hasty is 60 years old today. Corner on the defense for the Chiefs. Played 6 years for the Chiefs among his 14 years in the NFL. His big year with the Chiefs was 1999, when he led the NFL with 7 interceptions. 2 of those returned for a touchdown.
Wow.
2-time Pro Bowler during his years with the Chiefs. Good guy to have on corner there on the defense for the Chiefs, James Hasty. It's his birthday. He is 60 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Iran and Israel trade threats. That's on the way. Steve is in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Friday morning and 63 degrees. A pedestrian suffered critical injuries last evening in West Wichita. The accident was reported at Central and Elder. That's a side street just east of Central and Interstate 235.
Search continues for a missing woman from Overland Park. Jerry McConnell's car was found in South Central Kansas in Cowley County. Sheriff David Folletti says they teamed up with McConnell's family, searching 15,000 acres of ranch land.
This area is very, very rural. It's kind of some rough country. It's got some waterways in it. It's just taking some time to try to locate Jerry McConnell. She's 81 years old, and she's been missing since late Thursday.
Search dogs, drones, and boats also used in that search.
The Trump administration has released the results of its Make America Healthy Again commission that set out to find the root causes of childhood disease. Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House reports.
I'm honored to present you the MAHA report.
The 68-page report notes that more than 40% of U.S. children now have at least one chronic health condition and highlights four key areas it feels is driving up rates of conditions like obesity, diabetes, autoimmune, and behavioral disorders. At the top of that list, poor diet, also the aggregation of environmental chemicals, lack of physical activity and chronic stress, plus the over-medicalization of children. Heavy consumption of additive-rich food called ultra-processed received the highest criticism.
The report also criticizes vaccination for children and pesticides in farming.
A jury in New York has convicted a woman charged with sneaking onto a flight at John F. Kennedy Airport last year.
At first, Russian national Svetlana Dali couldn't get past TSA agents after she failed to present a boarding pass. But then Dali snuck into a special security lane for Delta airline employees, managing to get screened and patted down. She eventually blended in with a group of ticketed passengers and made her way onto a plane bound for Paris. Dali hid in the restroom for several hours, but was discovered by the flight crew and detained at the airport. Authorities say 2 days before, Dali had tried to board a flight at Bradley Airport near Hartford, Connecticut, but failed. No sentencing date was set after her conviction Thursday. In New York, I'm Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Weight loss drugs may help cut some cancer risks.
Researchers from New York University have been looking at records for 170,000 patients, and they say it looks like there's a slightly lower risk of obesity-related cancers in American adults with diabetes when they took drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. They say after 4 years, those who took the GLP-1 drugs had a 7% lower risk of developing an obesity-related cancer than those who took other drugs. However, the GLP-1 drugs had more of an impact on cutting the risk of cancer for women than in men. More than a dozen cancers are associated with obesity. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The historic Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita is closed for renovation. Executive Director Stacy Olden tells KNSS News the theater opened in 1922. She says the project will cost $10 million.
Number one is historical significance. We want to maintain everything in the theater, highlight as if you were walking in 1922, kind of that grand feeling. And then, of course, customer patron experience as well as performer experience with technology, with acoustics, lighting, having the best stage technology that we can.
Stacy Olden is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:35. Let's take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to last through the day. One or two of those storms could be strong to severe, so we'll also need to make sure that we're being weather aware. Slightly cooler high of 71 degrees with a breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies, too. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now partly cloudy, east wind at 8 miles per hour, 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. That's right. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
A beloved comedic actor is opening up about his health troubles.
Alan Alda is facing Parkinson's disease with humor and grace. The 89-year-old MASH star, who was diagnosed in 2015, and also has face blindness or prosopagnosia, meaning he has trouble recognizing faces, told People magazine that managing his condition has become a full-time job because he has to keep track of all these little solutions. He says, every day I'm finding a new way to do something, and if I keep at it, I can eventually solve it, adding it's a way to have a good time under poor circumstances. Although recently appeared in Tina Fey's Netflix adaptation of The Four Seasons. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
The host of The Muppet Show, Kermit the Frog, delivered the commencement speech at the University of Maryland last night, giving advice to graduates, remembering one of his friends who got lost the night before.
Always be on the lookout for old friends you've just met. Also, can you be on the lookout for Animal? I hear he hit a few graduation parties last night, and we haven't seen him since.
The creator of The Muppets, Jim Henson, graduated from Maryland. Kermit gave the big commencement speech last night. All right, we're heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Let's see what's up at the box office.
I'm Michelle Pollino. In what could be the biggest movie of the summer, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters.
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
It's starring Tom Cruise in his final installment in the franchise as Ethan Hunt.
Hey, guys. This is my neighbor, Craig. He's the best.
In Friendship, when an errant delivery driver pulls suburban dad, Craig Waterman, into the orbit of his mysterious and charismatic new neighbor, Austin Carmichael, played by Paul Rudd, a sweet bromance blossoms, but what could have been the start of a beautiful friendship is waylaid as Craig's obsessive personality begins to alienate his new pal, inducing a spiral that threatens to upend his life. Lilo and Stitch is a live-action reimagining of Disney's 2002 animated classic. It's the wildly funny and touching story of a lonely Hawaiian girl and the fugitive alien who helps to mend her broken family. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Here we are on this Friday morning in May.
It's May 23rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Lucky Penny Day. The 1 cent piece was the first currency authorized in the U.S., and the first penny minted was in 1787 by a private mint. While a penny nowadays may not have the same buying power as it did in the past, Lucky Penny Day is meant to spread the good luck around from finding random pennies during your daily travels. So remember, see a penny, pick it up, and all day long, you'll have good luck. Also on this date in 1785, founding father and inventor Benjamin Franklin announced the invention of bifocals. Recognizing that our vision starts to decline as we get older, it's an invention many of us still use to this day. And South Carolina became the 8th state to ratify the Constitution in 1788. If it's your birthday today, you share it with film director and screenwriter Ryan Coogler, born in 1986. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Cast of Twin Peaks launching a national tour.
Top members of the original cast of Twin Peaks are set to tour the country later this year. Starting in early August, stars of the David Lynch series will be sitting down for conversations in cities across the U.S. from Tysons, Virginia to Seattle, Washington. The tour will make 18 stops in all, and two of the stops will take place at iconic series locations. Ray Wise, who played Leland Palmer, and Harry Goes, who played Deputy Andy Brennan, and others will share their experiences from behind the scenes to in front of the camera at the ticketed events. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Actress Rumor Willis appeared on Entertainment Tonight. She talked to E.T. about growing up on film sets. Of course, her dad was Bruce Willis, her mom was Demi Moore.
You know, I'm very grateful because I feel like both of my parents did an incredible job of showing me what that looks like. We were always on set with them, so I bring Luetta with me everywhere. I have this really cool picture, actually, that I have with my dad when he was on Die Hard and he's covered in blood. And I did one kind of similar where Luetta came to set and she, and I'm like covered in blood. Yeah, and she was so unbothered. I was like, man, you're definitely a Willis.
Rumor Willis there on Entertainment Tonight. All right, let's go late night. Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
There have now been more than 1,000 reported cases of measles in 31 states, and the New Jersey Department of Health is warning concert goers who went to see Shakira last week at MetLife Stadium they may have been exposed. They were anyone who attended the concert and suspects a measles exposure or illness should call a healthcare provider before going to any medical office or emergency department. And when you do call, introduce yourself by saying, "Hi, I'm the dumb who didn't get vaccinated for measles."
Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS.
It's the kickoff to the summer travel season, of course. Big, big road trip weekend, shotgun. This year is expected to break travel records with more than 45 million Americans expected to hit the road, and they are all in line ahead of you at the bathroom for the 995 James Fenimore Cooper service area.
And the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
Fleet Week really is so much fun. It's a great chance for the public to meet service members and check out all of the latest planes from Qatar. It really is.
Right. Hey, happy birthday today to actress Joan Collins.
All right.
Remember her from Dynasty?
You betcha.
And movies before that. Joan Collins is 93 years old today.
Yikes.
Happy birthday to actress Joan Collins. All right, let's go back 25 years ago on this day. Eminem released the Marshall Mathers LP, his third album. It sold more than 11 million copies in the U.S. and more than 32 million worldwide. It topped the album chart for 2 months. Later, it won the Grammy for Best Rap Album. There you go. 25 years ago today, Eminem releasing the Marshall Mathers LP. All right, let's go back. 30 years ago on this day. I'll Be There For You. Of course, it became very famous as the theme song for the sitcom Friends.
Friends.
Yeah. NBC. In fact, that's the song that they recorded for. It was only a minute long. It's only a minute long to the intro. And then the song became so popular, and the TV show did too, that they actually had to do a whole song. So they made it a three-minute version. Made it in the top 20 in the Billboard Hot 100. I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts. Theme song to Friends. That song was released 30 years ago on this day. All right, now we're going to go back even further. Let's go back 50 years ago on this day.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Barry Manilow. This song was released 50 years ago today. I write the songs. It would eventually be a number one hit. It won the Grammy for Song of the Year. Big, big song. This is a cover version. Who sang the original?
The original?
Catherine Tenniel recorded the original version of this song.
How about that?
Interestingly enough. I Write the Songs by Barry Manilow. That song was released 50 years ago on this day. I think it's appropriate that we mentioned Captain and Tennille because we're on that very same day, 50 years ago. They released their first album. First time we ever heard of Captain and Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together. Their first album would peak at number 2 on the Billboard album chart. Of course, this is the title song, won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year. Who wrote this song? I didn't know this.
Burt Bacharach.
Neil Sedaka.
Oh, did he?
Neil Sedaka wrote this song, and he was the first one to record it. But this was the big hit by Captain and Tennille. They first met while Daryl Dragon, the captain, was the keyboardist for the Beach Boys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Love Will Keep This Album, their first ever, their debut album, was released 50 years ago on this day. And finally, Steve, we go back to an event that happened in TV history 20 years ago on this day, when Tom Cruise appeared on Oprah Winfrey. And at the age of 42, he was quite smitten with 26-year-old Katie Holmes. So much so that Tom Cruise kept jumping up on Oprah's couch.
You know, Katie once told 17 Magazine.
Yes!
The boy is gone. The boy is gone. He's gone.
I am.
Okay. Katie once told 17 Magazine that her dream was to marry Tom Cruise. So, you know, I've been in the dream-making business this year. Are you in the dream-making business?
I don't want to disappoint her.
Every woman in the audience went nuts. Wow. And Tom started jumping up on the couch again.
Hmm. That's an interesting ploy. You should have known that when I was single.
Well, yeah.
Jumping on the couch?
Yeah.
Should work every time.
There you go. That was Tom Cruise smitten with Katie Holmes, jumping up on Oprah's couch. An infamous moment in TV history 20 years ago on this day. And?
Steve, I thought you were saying it was an interesting ploy. You should have made Risky Business and Top Gun, and then, while you were single, and then you might have had a...
Risky Business and Top Gun.
Yep. Oh, that is entertainment news in the blur with Steve and Ted, brought to you by our new sponsor, KC Cares Handyman Services. Do all sorts of fixes. Some of them are renovations, remodeling, tile work, deck construction, and the list goes on and on and on. If you want to have any type of work done, call Kevin. He's the guy to do it. 871-8845. Once again, Kevin's phone number is 871-8845 for KC Cares Handyman Services.
Boeing increasing 737 MAX production. The Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Sabanoff coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. 8:51 here on this Friday morning. Three big things. 27-year-old man dies after motorcycle collides with a car in South Wichita. More than half a million of Kansans expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend. President Trump receives his first report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission. Looks at causes for chronic illnesses. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a stalled out vehicle northbound on I-135 at 29th Street North. Watch out for a bit of a slowdown there. Another one northbound I-135 pretty close to the ramp to 53rd Street North. Another stalled out vehicle there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today at a high of 72 degrees. 70% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 58. Saturday, 80% chance for rain. And tomorrow's high 69 degrees. Good chance for rain both Sunday and Monday. Now partly cloudy, east wind at 8 miles per hour. 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Drop by the Monarch this weekend. Enjoy a nice beverage. Great things to eat there. New seasonal cocktail, perfect with the warm weather and spring weather being served now. At the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning, 8:52 on this Friday morning, and it's time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Sabanoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The Boeing company is increasing production of the 737 MAX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Max to its long-stated goal of 38 airliners per month in an attempt to show federal regulators it can't complete that many planes while meeting safety and quality standards. The increase in production is likely good news for Wichita Spirit Aerosystems, which this month issued 30-day furloughs to up to 350 production line workers as a way of slowing down fuselage production on the MAX. One national media report says Spirit is currently sending Boeing 9 completed fuselages each week. A new veterinary clinic is in store for an area of Wichita that appears to be underserved in terms of pet care. Pauly Veterinary Services will be the name of the pet hospital at K42 and Mays Road. Veterinarian Craig Pauly's facility will include a surgery center and other specialty services. Pauly says there's a shortage of veterinary care since the pandemic, when more people became pet owners as they stayed home to work. And this week's Wichita Business Journal print edition is out today. It includes a cover story about a study that looks at downtown Wichita's possibilities for office space, living space, and retail space. We also introduce readers to Gary Torres of Quantum Credit Union. He is the new leader of the Wichita Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And this week's WBJ list is the area's largest engineering firms. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Ken Jennings having a birthday today, 51 years old, Jeopardy host, who once won 74 straight episodes for more than $2.5 million. Kirk, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're a big Jeopardy fan.
I do enjoy a nice episode of Jeopardy. I don't get to watch very often, though.
What do you think, and I watch from time to time, used to be a bigger fan. I loved Alex Trebek, but what do you think your percentage is on how many answers you can actually get right on that show?
Boy, less than 50%. Well, maybe 50, probably less than 50%.
Really? Yeah, I'd say mine's
close. Get into the arts and things like that, I'm going to struggle.
Oh, yeah, I'm
gone. It all depends on the category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm good for about 8% of anything, so on that, so I'm not good at Jeopardy. All right, Kirk. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Kirk Semenoff. First week completed with the Wichita Business Journal update, Steventown in the morning. Kirk's doing a fine job so far, right?
Yes.
Glenn Beck coming up. Trump administration terminates Harvard's student visa program. That's on the way. KNSS News top of the hour. Memorial Day weekend is underway. If you missed any of today's show, want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7, 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great Memorial Day, and we will see you on Tuesday.
You heard the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.